What's his name?
Fred.
And where is he now?
He's in Gettysburg, out of Chicago. His name is Fred Shubas.
Shubas.
Oh,
Shubas department store.
He's a very nice. He's a very nice.
Now, how are Tony and Friedel and Bertel and all those people part of that family?
Tony and Friedel's father was a brother of my mother.
Oh, of your mother.
Right.
How many brothers and sisters did she have?
Well, my mother had Uncle Otto, Tante Paula, and Uncle Benjamin.
And two that died in the World War, the First World War. You know the picture of the two soldiers in the bedroom.
Oh, those in the military? Well, there's one of Opa in a military uniform with his hat.
My father was in the war. I went with my mother to visit him when the war was on. I remember that.
Where was that?
There.
Germany?
What's the difference? Somewhere in Germany he was at some garrison, was trained as a rifleman, and then later on he was shipped out, and
I believe he was
fighting in the Balkans.
And he was in Russia.
Balkans. No, not in Russia, in the Balkans. That's what you're saying, but this, you know, the First World War really was spread out all over Europe.
Yeah. Well, Benjamin, I remember, now there's a Benjamin.
Yeah, then he's the father of Tony and Friedel.
Okay. Because I remember them talking about him.
Right.
Or I remember seeing things.
Yes, they lived in New York.
Benjamin was alive in New York, wasn't he?
Of course,
what she was saying is, there's soda downstairs, I want it.
And what was his wife's name?
I told her it was for your maid.
Was she the... Now, there's also a Josephine who was sort of short, was reddish hair.
That's her.
That's a mother. Mother of Tony, and Friedel.
Where do you have your question?
I'll
get the question.
Benjamin, I remember.
I remember Benjamin.
You mentioned two or three others.
I remember
Benjamin. That were Oma's brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Two died in
Germany. You see, Tante Paula and Uncle Arthur stayed in Ockenheim, and they had a small store. What did I say?
And Uncle Arthur was a peddler who put his package every day on his bicycle and went around to other villages and isolated farm places and sold there. His textiles out of a packer. I was a Jewish peddler, like all many of those Jews that lived in the countryside.
Where were they living?
In Ockenheim? Yes. Each of them had a house.
Like an Eastern Kentucky family, they all lived there together. And then there was another one?
Boyd and had said, because they went to a town, to Mainz later, and the Nazis came, and then they all ended
in the concentration camp?
Yes.
Well, Benjamin must have come to this country.
No, he came to this country. Look, what they say, what else?
Oh, well, we were just, I don't know, we just, there, here, you wanted to see that.
Yes,
Opa and I were this morning, were getting ready to identify the all those people, but I wanted to write them down as he was talking about them because it's so
important. Oh, first finish the numbering, then you can stop to see in the meantime.
Oh, you can number while Oma's talking.
I don't think there is anything.
You cannot do three things at the same time, then it all gets mixed up.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know.
I was wondering who else in this country. So that's Friedel and Tony. And who? And Otto is what? Otto is a brother?
Yes.
To Friedel and Tona.
Yeah.
Remember Otto?
I know Otto. He's the one with the curly hair.
Right. Now is Josephina, is she still alive?
He's a pearl dealer.
And she Benjamin, died. Both of them are dead?
Right. Many years ago already, John.
And they do...
One field.
Friedel and, what's her husband's name?
Herbert,
they had children too.
Yes. That all you get now to know, they have two daughters. One daughter is a physical therapist, and they're both married. But there's one husband, a assistant district attorney.
Yeah.
And one daughter lives in Chicago. And the other one's pregnant now after 12 years. She is a school teacher. And her husband is, what is her husband? And they live in New Jersey. What is her husband?
What is
from Friedel. One of them is, I know.
What you were talking about?
About Friedel's children, the two girls, Jane and Babette.
Yeah, I know only one is an assistant attorney in New Jersey.
Right.
And I don't know what the other
one. The other one.
I remember.
No.
You know where we met those people? At Stevie's wedding. These were younger children. I think one of them was in college.
I remember Babette. She had red hair.
I never met the girls. Friedel showed us now, you know.
The girls were cute, really cute.
They are beautiful girls. She showed them. The other one is no child.
So Zali, of the brothers, of Opa's brothers and sisters, the only one that came to this country was Zali.
Oh, no, honey. There came another brother who died in this country. And he has also children. And I heard that there are two boys left maybe in California. Fred Schubach knows that.
And they
have big restaurants, as far as I know.
That's another brother of Opa's.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. But he came over to this country. And no, one sister died in Germany, I know for sure. And there was another one sister whose daughter came over to this country, and she's still alive, but I don't know where she's living, Irene. But Fred Schubach would know that. See, he knows a little bit more of that side of the family because it was of his father's, you know, side. We did not stay in any with any of them in connection, only from my mother's side.
Where is Lila Manuel? Is she related at all, or is that just because
no,
he was a doctor?
Do you think that Emmanuels, that the Emmanuels were related from the Sterns to my mother?
Cousins? Cousins to the Sterns.
Cousins to the Sterns.
Through Max, the doctor,
no,
or through Lee?
No, Max's father's name was Willy Emmanuel. And they lived in Oberstein, you know that.
No.
Sure. See, Max Emanuel's parents lived in Oberstein.
And you met Magdeburg? Didn't they eventually live in Magdeburg or not?
Oh, never. Max and Tekla, the brother and sister, okay? And they grew up in Oberstein, both. Both are very intelligent people. And Max, my mother, helped them a lot, gave him a lot of money. He studied medicine, right. You know, he became a doctor. He was still, he studied in Bonn, and he came on vacation home, then he could go to the hospital as sort of an intern.
Rural medicine practice.
Right, and Tekla stayed home and worked a little bit around till she got married. She married Brutti Lake. And then Tekla, Lee, Max, you know, got married to Lee Emanuel.
Yeah,
you know,
in Germany or over here?
In Germany.
Okay.
Yes. Max had a big practice in Germany.
And where was he practicing?
Düsseldorf.
Oh, okay.
I meant in Washington. That is not too late. I remember in the big places. No. Two. One short after Harry, and then one more.
But you went to, Max was in Düsseldorf.
Mm-hmm. At the big banks, I said.
And then?
And Lee got married to a merchant. And she was very well off. And, Tekla Emanuel. And she has Inger. I never met Inger. But Inge lives in New York and is married, and she sings in the Aufbau. She's always at the best. Irma knows.
That's not Inge Wolf.
Inge Wolf.
Is Tekla's daughter?
Tekla's daughter, and she also has a son. And the son is married to a Catholic, but a very lovely woman. Very lovely. I don't know. You know, but I.
That's not the Inga though, that was living in 803 West 180th Street.
No,
Oh, I know who the Inga you're talking about. Yeah, she was going off to summer singing.
And then you know, of course, the Records family.
Now, where do they come in? Oh, that was what?
That was
Rosa.
Rosa was a sister of my mother.
She forgets the sheet of paper.